Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Days away from the first practice of training camp now, and for Bills fans, the focus will be on the man behind center. Even his coach, offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett, can't wait to see how E.J. Manuel looks in his second season.
I think the biggest thing is always the quarterback. I mean, when you get a quarterback in his second year and keeping the same quarterback throughout the year, I think that's going to dramatically help us. I think being familiar with the system, being familiar with the guys that he's been out there with, that's going to dramatically help him also. And just because he's always going to have that confidence. It's not going to be something new to him. He's going to understand his reads. He's going to be able to focus on the details, focus on how the defense is responding, and he's going to be able to go about that the right way and just slowly take what he's given. I mean, we watch a lot of guys in the offseason, you know, and that's what great quarterbacks do. They take what they're given, and that's something that EJ just has to keep learning and keep trusting.
Have you seen signs through the OTAs and the minicamp that EJ is making progress?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the good thing is that you see the initial, okay, he sees it, and then you can see him actually recognize that it's not there, and then finding a running back, he did it a couple times today, he did it a couple times a couple days ago. I mean, it's as he feels comfortable in understanding, that's good. It's good to give it to a running back. That'll allow you to now know when somebody's open down the field because it'll be even clearer, and you're making them cover CJ and Fred and Booby and all those guys.
EJ, yesterday talking to the media, made mention of how he's got to have precise footwork to make it link up, you know, with the footwork of the receivers. And what's the margin for error on that? I mean, you want you get precise as you can, but how precise does it have to be?
He'll correct himself on probably a 3-inch error of a step. I mean, just the other day he threw a route and he had a little extra 3 inches within his first step, what we call a hitch. So he hitches up and he had a little extra tiny 3-inch baby hitch and he was late and Robert caught the ball and was out of bounds. And the next day we came back with the exact same thing to Robert or form of it, and he went back perfectly fluid, hitched up once, threw it, and it was about as good as it possibly can get. So I think him realizing that that's something, a tool that we're giving him to understand how fast the ball should be out and how comfortable and in rhythm that he should get that thing out is when he's going to get better and better, and he's feeling that. That's the other thing about going on year two. That was something when I told him that was brand new for him. He had never heard anybody, you know, hey, it's this. It's now it's like he comes back and says, oop, I had a little extra hitch. That's why I was late. I got to get it out.
The Bills asked a lot of E.J. Manuel in his rookie campaign, and they'll do it again this year with Hackett totally committed to a fast-paced, up-tempo offensive attack. He believes pace is important.
You want to get those guys in a flow. You know, it's their game out there, and you want them to get a feel for how defenses are playing them, the linemen to understand how to block guys, the pass rush to slow down because they're having to rush the passer so much. So I think that is such a key thing, and anytime you can utilize a no-huddle aspect anywhere, it's always going to be helpful to you.
One big area where Hackett wants results is the red zone. Last year, the Bills were fourth from the bottom in the NFL, converting touchdowns less than 50% of their trips inside the 20. That's not going to cut it.
Red zone's one of those things. I mean, anytime you get in the red zone, it's the hardest place in the world to score because it's a shorter field and the defense is, everything happens faster. The defense is tighter. They're not worried about the deep ball. So I think that anytime you just got to keep practicing that over and over and over. And you don't, the reads happen quicker. So I think the more that everybody's in there, the better we're going to get. Just like anything, the more we can practice that, and we're going to make a big emphasis on that as we move forward. Red zone. Because it's one of those things. You're not down there a lot, but when you're down there, that's when it counts more than anything. So I just think the guys need to keep on working hard on that one, and that's a huge emphasis for us as we move forward, just like third down. We need to continue drives as much as possible.
Nathaniel Hackett's not in it alone this year. He was the quarterback's coach and the offensive coordinator, all in one last season. This year, the Bills have added quarterback's coach Todd Downing and senior assistant offensive coach Jim Hosler.
They've been awesome. I mean, both of those guys have been such a great addition. Just for me, just to have guys that I can talk to about the pass game, about wide receiver play, about quarterbacks, about running back, all that stuff. It's just extra guys that can push me and ask me questions and make me question the system and say, hey, how can I make that thing better? Because you never want to be stagnant in anything that you do. And I think for me, I always want to push myself. I always want to get better. And I think a guy like Haas that's won a Super Bowl, that's been around for years, is unbelievable for what we're trying to do. And then at the same time, you have Todd Downing, a guy that's coached a quarterback, been successful. I mean, Matthew Stafford is a very good football player. And just to bring that helps EJ so much. It takes a little bit off of me, so I can work on the whole offense instead of just one individual guy. And I think that I still can get my hand in with, there with the quarterbacks, and at the same time just kind of coordinate and bring everything together. And that's the big part of it. We got to make everybody accountable, and that's one of my big goals.
One of many goals for an offense that has a lot of room for improvement. From One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.